Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for July 18th, 2018. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp's Multi received yet another award. Kuala Lumpur's future could include a 145-story building. A two-tower plan in New York City is called an improvement for the area. Also in New York City, a condo tower has broken ground in Hudson Square. The Wisconsin Elevator Symposium is planned for September. And a new design is revealed for a site near London's Waterloo Station.
ThyssenKrupp Multi has been honored with the Alliance to Save Energy's 2018 Stars of Energy Efficiency Award Built Environment for the ropeless sideways moving elevator system's, quote, game-changing energy efficiency possibilities, end quote. Multi CEO Michael Cesars plans to formally accept the award during a gala dinner on September 26 in Washington, D.C., where the Alliance is based. ThyssenKrupp observes Multi can reduce a building's peak power needs by as much as 60% compared to traditional systems. The technology can also regain, store, and send energy back to the internal grid. The award follows numerous energy efficiency accolades for ThyssenKrupp.
If market conditions and demand are right, a 700-meter-tall, roughly 145-story building will be built after 2030 in Kuala Lumpur's city center by KLCC Holdings, EdgeProp reports. Quoting a real estate consultant, the source said it will take up to 16 years for existing and incoming stock to be filled, based on current absorption rates of 1 million to 1.5 million square feet per year, including a trio of office towers atop a retail podium on 4 acres, the proposed project would add up to 4 million square feet of space to market. If built, it would dwarf the 630-meter-tall Manara PNB 118, scheduled for completion in 2024, and Malaysia's current tallest Petronas Towers.
Ascend Group's plan to build a pair of towers designed by Space 4 Architecture on either side of a former nursing home at 226 through 232 East Broadway on the Lower East Side of New York City will improve an area marred by empty lots and unattractive apartment buildings, New York MB reports. The 20 and 36-story towers would total approximately 240,000 square feet and, according to the architect, quote, socially and proportionally integrate with the surrounding neighborhood fabric. Located along what the source described as a seemingly forgotten stretch of East Broadway, the development represents an expansion of the Lower East Side building boom that includes Essex Crossing and One Manhattan Square. Completion is tentatively expected in 2021.
Ground was broken earlier this month on a 30-story condominium tower designed by French architects Loki Anima and Sebastian Segers at 110 Charlton Street in New York City's Hudson Square, New York MB reports. Replacing warehouses, Greenwich West will contain 170 residences, 2,800 square feet of ground-level retail, and a parking garage on the third and fourth floors. The development team includes Strategic Capital, Cape Advisors, and Forum Absolute. Adamson Associates was the architect of record. Sales are being handled by Cochrane Sunshine Marketing Group, and artist Aaron Zolpo created illustrations to help market the property.
NASA International plans to once again partner with the State of Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services to host the Wisconsin Elevator Symposium on September 13th and 14th in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. NASA observes the event is, quote, a great opportunity for inspectors, mechanics, consultants, and other interested parties to network with others in the industry and learn about the latest code issues and applications from experienced professionals, end quote. It will also fulfill continuing education credits. The agenda, registration, and sponsorship exhibitor opportunities can be found on the NASUB website. Registration is $195 and includes breakfast and lunch on both days, plus a ticket to the evening reception.
A new design by a new architect for Elizabeth House, an approximately 30-story mixed-use building near Waterloo Station in London, has been revealed, showing greater consideration for how it will interact with its surroundings, Architects Journal reports. Alfred Hall Monahan Morris was chosen over several other big architecture firms to rework the contentious original plan by David Chipperfield Architects. Aimed at improving access to Waterloo Station, the office-led new plan includes a pedestrian walkway lined with shops and restaurants. It was designed for developer H.B. Rivas of Slovakia and has gone out for public comment.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.